Hello again, it's Patrick Kelly from Seaman High School with the KWCA podcast. Under the guidance of Coach Cole Fredrickson, the Marysville Bulldogs have been knocking on the state championship door in recent years. In early 2019, they knocked the door down in claiming the school's first wrestling title. Marysville broke open a tight team race with an inspired performance on the backside. The team netted 7 state medalists, including 2 finalists. With 5 of the 7 medalists returning, look for much of the same at the 2020 state tournament. Coach Fredrickson followed in his father's footsteps into the coaching profession after an outstanding high school career at Plainville that included a 3-2-1A state championship in 2000. He went on to compete for LeBec Community College and University of Nebraska at Kearney. With us on the line today is Coach Cole Fredrickson, the 2019 KWCA 4A Coach of the Year. Coach, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here.
Most of us probably know about your backstory, but for those that don't, give us a brief history of your competitive and coaching career to this point.
I grew up on the mat. My dad was a coach, and I had the opportunity to be a state champion for my dad at Plainville High School. And then after high school, I went to Nebraska Kearney for 2 years, and I transferred to LeBec for a year, and then I went on to Washburn and just finished my degree after that. And then early coaching after that, I had a great opportunity. While I was still finishing school at Washburn, Bo Vest let me work as a volunteer assistant at Topeka High. And then after that, I went and helped Chad Parks out at Shawnee Heights for 3 years when he took the head job there. Once I graduated, and this was my first teaching job and coaching job, and I came here and have been here since.
Well, it looks to me like the Marysville wrestling program was started somewhere in the late to mid 60s. Looking at the state tournament finishes, the Dogs have the following top 10 finishes across the decades. 1960s, 0. 1970s, 2 top 10 finishes. 1980s, 5. 1990s, 2. And in the 2000s, 0 top 10 finishes at the state tournament. During the decade starting in 2010, the team had 7 top 10 finishes with 3 trophies and a championship. The previous highest finish at state was a 4th place finish in 1984. Which is the lowest that you have finished in the past 4 seasons. When you took the program over in 2009, the last top 10 finish at state was in 1993. And that was in 7th place. What were the key components of the building process that has led to the kind of success that, since your arrival, and how do you intend to maintain that level of success?
When I got here, I think the biggest thing was just getting numbers, getting kids out. I credit a lot of it is I coached junior high football, and that's a great recruiting tool as well. And then I run our kids club practices, our junior high practices and high school practices. So it's kind of a top down approach, and it's worked for us.
So that's not the first time I've heard that about the middle school coaching and getting involved with the kids club. So I think that's an ingredient with many of the programs that are doing a great job. So talk about that, the schedule that you have then. Now, do I assume your middle school season is during the high school season as well?
They overlap a little bit. Our season will start in October. And then our league tournament is the 2nd week in December, and then they're done. And, I really like that where we're early and they can go right into kids fed, the ones that want to do that. And then of course some of them will go on and play basketball and do other things.
Okay. So are your middle school kid during the overlap time, are your middle school kids practicing in the same room as the high school? Or are they separate practices in morning, afternoon, or how do you manage that?
Yeah, I run junior high practice right after school just because transportation is usually an issue for those guys. And then my high school guys come in at 5:30 and we go 5:30 to 7:30 and they'll do that until junior high season's over. And my high school guys, they kind of like it. They like to be able to go home after school and kind of hit the reset button a little bit and come back and go to work. And then when junior high is over, we'll start practicing right after school.
Okay, and then your club practice, does that also take place in the Marysville room as well?
Yes, yep, same room. And we just schedule them around our junior high and high school practices early, and then once junior high is over, we'll get those guys going 3 nights a week. We go Monday, Wednesday, Fridays.
Okay, very good. So was that something that you had kind of in the back of your mind coming into when you took the job at Marysville, that that's the way you wanted to set it up? Or was that advised to you by somebody? Or how'd you come up with that plan?
I knew what I wanted to accomplish here. And I thought, you know, top-down approach. And they needed somebody that was going to run all of those. And I just jumped in and started doing it.
Okay, well, it certainly makes for a busy winter for you, but I tell you, it's certainly a paid dividends for you.
Yeah, labor of love, and I enjoy every minute of it. And I've got sons that are in our kids' club now, and so it makes it even more fun.
Absolutely. So your dad, Brad Fredrickson, a 2014 KWCA Hall of Fame inductee, was quite the coach in his own right. In fact, you still have one title to catch up with him. He earned titles in 1988 and 92 and had a great career for the Cardinals. What has been the most important advice that he has given to you, and how much do you credit him for the success of the Marysville program?
Oh, I have to give him most of the credit for my coaching. I learned so much from him just growing up around his program and seeing the way that he handled athletes and the way that he led a program. And I borrowed quite a bit from the way he sets up practices and philosophy and everything. So I can't give him enough credit. And I will figure if I can be half as good as him, I'll be a pretty darn good coach. So
well, I guess you're on your way. You're halfway there. So
yeah, well, he had eight state trophies total in his career. So I got a little work to do.
Wow. Impressive. Definitely impressive. So you are also a social studies teacher at Marysville, teaching a full load of classes. Additionally, you have head coaching responsibilities with junior high football, and you also mentioned junior high wrestling. How do you balance all of those duties?
I think probably the biggest thing is just having a great support system. My wife's incredible, and she understands, and she allows me to do the things that I need to do. And it's just, yeah, you're right, finding balance and making time for the family. And but also I enjoy it and have a lot of fun with it. So,
right. So what are your thoughts on Keisha's implementation of girls wrestling, and how will it impact a program like yours?
I was all for it from the get go. You know, right now we don't have a lot of girls wrestling just cause we're a smaller school. I have one young lady that was a state champion last year, and she's been very, very successful. And some of the girls are starting to kind of see her success. And I think it's going to grow. We have quite a few girls in our kids club now. So I'm excited about it. Any way that we can grow wrestling is good.
So do you foresee yourself having to, for example, hire another coach, you know, to take the ladies to their tournaments and that sort of thing? Or have you thought about how, you know, some of those implications that might come up?
Yeah, you know, that's something my AD and I were talking about scheduling and trying to find, you know, how we want to do that. And I think as numbers grow, they'll allow me to get another coach that will take them to the, you know, to run a separate girls schedule.
So what are some of your hobbies or special interests outside of wrestling?
I like to travel. I like to, anytime I can spend with my family, and we like to travel and go all over. But ultimately, I think wrestling is my hobby. And so pretty fortunate that I get a job where I can be around the sport as much as I can.
So before we sign off, give us a preview of the 2019-20 Marysville Bulldog season. We mentioned that you have five returning state medalists. Let us know about them and any others that you expect to have an impact during the final stretch of the season.
Yeah, just an incredible senior class this year coming back. We have two state finalists, Storm Slupionic and Garen Shampoo were both finalists last year. And then Isaac Novotny, Johnny Cromie, and Noah Ackerman were all in the semifinals and won medals last year. We also have Joey Bakken back, who was 2-2 at state last year, but he was fourth as a freshman in 2017. And then we're going to get a Trey Hornbeek back, who was a state medalist as a sophomore and missed the season with an injury last year. And then we've got some young guys that are anxious to put themselves on the map too. So pretty excited about the season coming up and ready to get going.
All right. Well, it sounds like good things to come at Marysville. So we've been visiting with Cole Fredrickson, 2019 KWCA 4A Coach of the Year. Thanks again for joining us. Good luck in the upcoming season and beyond.
Thank you for having me.
That's all for this edition of the KWCA podcast. This has been Patrick Kelly reminding you to get your registration in for the 2019 KWCA Fritz Knorr Fall Clinic, slated for October 4th and 5th in Salina. Until next time, thanks for listening.